Hello, and welcome to the second episode of Global Here and Now, a podcast where the Poole College of Management Global Programs team showcases a variety of unique ways to engage globally. I'm your host, Ellen Frost, and today we're going to explore ways to get involved globally through virtual and on-campus opportunities. Now, let's go global. On this episode of Global Here and Now, we are going to talk about both virtual and on-campus involvement as it relates to international experiences by specifically highlighting opportunities that may be of interest to Poole students. Through NC State, there are a ton of different student organizations, events, and opportunities that you can join to gain a global perspective right here in Raleigh or even from the comfort of your own couch. Examples include the Global Film Series, International Education Month in November, and the Think and Do in Two Global Storytelling Competition, not to mention the 100-plus student organizations that represent different cultures and international focuses. Simply put, there are so many ways to globally engage beyond just studying abroad. If you're curious and want to learn more about these opportunities, I'd encourage you to visit the NC State Office of Global Engagement's website. For today, we are going to dive deeper into three opportunities for Poole students: virtual global internships, Global Corps, and Tandav, the nationally recognized and competitive Indian dance team. Let's start with virtual internships. One of the newest initiatives in Poole is the virtual global internship opportunities. Virtual global internships are internships done remotely where students are placed with an international company. Through the internship, students work on projects and gain hands-on work experience in a global setting. These internships can range from 4 to 14-week experiences and take place with companies located throughout the world. For this semester, our office, Poole Global, has specifically partnered with three providers who offer virtual global internships that are great fits for students studying business administration, accounting, or economics. In addition, these providers offer both opportunities for students to earn academic credit if students need elective credit for their degree. One of these partners is Intern Colombia, a provider based in Colombia that connects graduates, students, and young professionals from around the world with internships in Colombia. Today, we're going to hear from Matthew Barfield, the program director of Intern Colombia. So thank you, Matthew, for joining us today to share more about yourself and Intern Colombia. So to get started, can you tell us about yourself and how you came to this position in Intern Colombia?
The first time that I came to Colombia was back in 2009, and I came here as a backpacker. So I went to Bogota, Medellin, Cartagena, and immediately fell in love with the country, like the culture, the people, the food, the music. And when I went back to the UK, I just felt a bit down. I missed like the Latin vibe that was here. So after I completed my studies, I came back and actually taught English for a year with the intention of finding a job related to my degree in international relations, but I found it almost impossible. So I was kind of annoyed about that and had to return to London. So I worked there for 2 years and I just thought, well, Colombia is probably not going to happen for me. So I better think about setting up my life in London. But I just realized I had to come back and do something, and I didn't want to teach English. And I realized this was an opportunity to kind of offer something to other people as well, so they could live the Colombian experience, but actually do something useful that can help them in their future careers. So back in 2016, I decided to actually set up and found Intern Colombia. Everybody back home thought I was a bit crazy for leaving London and coming to Colombia, but I knew it was something I wanted to do. And if I didn't do it, you know, in a couple of years, I would have a lot of regrets.
Traditionally, Intern Colombia offers those in-country internships and now has shifted to the virtual internships. Can you share what this new opportunity looks like for students?
We realized, you know, with everyone in lockdown, not much to do, people were still very much interested in even doing the internships virtually. So we decided to come up with a program where they could do that. And basically gain work experience in their career fields, even though it is not technically in Colombia, it's still with organizations and companies here. And basically, one of the good things that we've realized from the feedback that we've got from the interns so far is they've really enjoyed the flexibility about the online programs. So they can actually, you know, they might be working like a part-time job and then do the internship, or you know, studying and do the internship at the same time. So it's quite flexible. And also you still get the international experience. So you're going to be having virtual meetings with people in Colombia. They could be in Spanish. You're going to have team meetings as well. You need to understand like the Colombian context. So you'll get a lot of the benefits. We obviously understand, so do the interns, it's not the same as being in the country, but it's the best that we can offer at this time. And we've tried to basically adapt the programs as much as possible to online, according to like the services that we would offer if they were in country. So they can do virtual salsa classes if they want. You don't have to have your camera on for that if you're not that good at dancing. There's also Spanish classes as well. And we have some online virtual tours of different places in Colombia. Our goal is to identify an internship placement for you according to your like studies, your preferences. And at the moment, we're offering internships related to 24 different academic disciplines. So you could do something, you know, related to architecture or marketing or politics. So it's really open in that sense. During the program, like I mentioned, you will get virtual Spanish classes or salsa classes. We also provide 24/7 support and advice. Any doubts or questions along the way, we're there to support you. The students will also be designated a program supervisor. And also towards the end of the program, they can participate in a CV workshop and LinkedIn optimization. And that's more orientated towards how to add this experience to your CV and make it stand out.
And why would a student want to do this type of an experience?
I think in the coming years, one of the questions that's going to come up in job interviews will be, well, what did you do during the pandemic? And if you say, I just chilled at home and, you know, watched Netflix or did some Zoom parties with my friends, it's not going to impress like a prospective employer. So I think these programs still give you the chance to stand out. So not many people will have the opportunity or decide to do an international internship remotely. So it's a really good talking point for future job interviews as well as networking in the future. And also you're going to not physically be out of your comfort zones, but you will step out of your comfort zones because you're dealing with people from a different country, a different culture as well. So I think that shows adaptability and also a certain degree of bravery and self-confidence. But not only that, you will get to do an internship related to your interested career field, so you can get experience in that. And one of the great things about internships is that you can sort of see what you like and dislike along the way without having to commit to becoming an employer or you know, taking a job. So you can see what you like and dislike and just learn a bit more like about yourself.
Absolutely. So switching gears slightly, how would you describe the work culture in Colombia, or what maybe can students expect as some of the differences or similarities, even in this virtual experience for them?
Yeah, I think one of the key differences, like I'm from the UK, you know, we have a reputation of being, I guess, reserved and a bit cold at first. Colombians are the complete opposite of British people. So if you know any British people, you can make that a comparison. But basically, they're probably the warmest and friendliest people you'll ever meet. And you might find there might be some blurred lines between a professional and personal relationship, but that's completely normal in Colombia. So they want to get to know you as a person, not just as the intern. So they'll ask you some questions which might make the normal person feel a bit uncomfortable, but it's completely normal here. They're just really outgoing, very direct. But I think that's like a big difference. But it's always orientated towards like producing and working and creating. So that's not a difference there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Matthew. It was great to hear about your own story, but also the services and experiences Intern Colombia is offering. Appreciate it. As you heard, virtual global internships are a great opportunity for students to gain both work experience and international exposure. Next up on our list is the Student Organization Global Corps. Global Core is a student organization that serves as an extension of the Global Programs team in Pool. Members provide advising support and take part in events to educate other Pool students on the value of studying abroad and engaging globally. Joining us today, we have two Global Core members, Tom and Mrinalini, here to tell us about themselves and their involvement with Global Core. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves to get started?
Absolutely. So my name is Tom Driscoll, currently a senior within the Pool College of Management studying finance. I'm originally from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Hi, my name is Mrinalini. I'm an accounting major. I'm in my junior year and I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina.
So to start, what made you want to join Global Core as an organization?
Traveling and learning about other cultures has always been something that I've been interested in, and is one of the reasons I jumped on the opportunity to study abroad. So when I came back on campus, I was looking for a way to get involved in school as well as a way to continue my international experience, and Global Core was kind of the perfect way to meet both of those criteria. As a member, we're leaders within the Pool College of Management and seek to educate students about the value of international experiences. And one thing I really liked about Global Core was that it didn't just emphasize going abroad as a means of getting a global experience. The organization also places emphasis on things that students can do locally or on campus to get a similar experience. So that's one of the major reasons why I wanted to participate.
Similar to that, I also wanted to join Global Core as a means to become more involved within the Pool College of Management. As a freshman, I was kind of struggling to find a group or an organization where I really felt that I fit in. And going through that kind of recruitment process, I knew I was going to study abroad this summer after my freshman year. And I thought by joining Global Core, I think that would be a great way for me to kind of give back after hopefully a rewarding study abroad experience that summer. And as Mrinalini said, we're really leaders within the Pool College of Management, helping and advising other students on the study abroad process. And so that's very rewarding for me. And it really makes me feel like I'm kind of giving back my time and talents to those within the Pool College of Management.
That's great. So Tom, you've touched on this, but can you expand a little bit about how you all support the Office of Global Programs as a Global Core member?
Yeah, absolutely. So as a Global Core member, we regularly meet with students who plan to study abroad. We really are kind of a support for them. We help them kind of transition, kind of plan out their study abroad experience, so to speak. So we really kind of help them look at their schedule, their degree audit, see what programs might fit. And then we kind of also just provide other support and answer any questions that they really have. So we really place an emphasis on listening to students, listening to their problems or barriers to study abroad, and then kind of advise them and provide them with solutions that we think would make it in their best interest to go abroad.
Awesome. So it sounds like y'all are doing a lot of different types of things. Mrinalini, can you share what is your favorite part about helping students in Pool?
I like that it's students helping students. The Pool College of Management has a lot of amazing staff members that provide a great deal of support to students, but it's nice that it's not just limited to that. Sometimes students might find it easier to connect with peers, especially since they've gone through or are going through their similar experiences in the moment. And so if they're experiencing an issue with studying abroad, a specific barrier, maybe their student leader experienced that same one. So seeing that they were able to overcome it might encourage them to keep trying to find a way to make it work. And I think Tom mentioned this earlier, but it's kind of nice to be able to give back to the school and our peers, especially if it's something that we've done and encouraging other students to pursue something similar.
Can you share what type of skills Global Core has helped you develop?
Global Core has really kind of allowed me to build some more personal development skills and kind of really fully develop those. So I think a couple of the main skills that Global Core has really helped me with would be interpersonal communication. Like I mentioned previously, we are responsible for kind of sitting down with Pool students in a one-on-one setting and kind of help them address the problems that they might be facing when it comes to study abroad. So it's really important that we obviously build rapport and understand their needs before we kind of tailor solutions and offer resources to them that we think might be beneficial to kind of mitigate some of those risks or some of those obstacles that they're facing. And as president this year of the Global Board, I think one skill that I'm really kind of coming to appreciate more is effective communication. It's really important that everybody communicates effectively and knows exactly what they're supposed to be doing and when they're supposed to be doing it. And I think as a leader, I think effective communication is really key. And I know we put a big focus on that with Global Core, and I think we're seeing the results currently.
Yeah, I think one of the major skills Global Core has helped me develop is my public speaking skills. For example, when I first started tabling events, I would often wait for students to come approach our table and ask questions, but that didn't really draw in that many people. Most kids would just walk right by. So to try and start a conversation with more students, I started to talk to them, which was really intimidating at first, trying to talk to someone walking by. Oftentimes they're not interested and trying to get to class. So it was intimidating, but I got over it, and it helped draw in students who actually didn't know about our programs or resources that they could use to kind of make studying abroad fit in their schedule or financially, instead of students that were already in the middle of an application process and just had a quick question. So I think it really opened up our scope of the type of students approaching us.
Great. And I love to hear kind of the skills that you all have gained through Global Core, that it's not only an organization that benefits the other students in Pool, but also the members are gaining skills as well. So switching gears a little bit from Global Core, can you both share a little bit about your own study abroad experience?
Absolutely. So I chose to study abroad after my freshman year, and I went on a 6-week summer program through the Pool College of Management to Sevilla, Spain, which is in the southern part of Spain. It's a great city. It's not as big as Barcelona or Madrid, but it is pretty large city as well, and there's always kind of a palpable buzz in the air. There's a lot of energy. So for those 6 weeks to become fully immersed in Spanish culture and kind of sharpen my Spanish language skills, I thought was very beneficial for myself. A couple of the unique things about that program, we were able to actually live with host families there, and so we were able to share meals with them, just kind of sit around the dinner table and practice our Spanish skills and really become fully immersed and really build some of those great relationships that I still have today. And I really like the bond that my group formed on the trip. We still come back here to Raleigh and meet up whenever it's possible, and still have really close relationships with some of my fellow peers and my professors as well from that study abroad experience.
I studied abroad in Prague, Czech Republic, and I loved my time there. One of my favorite things to do was to get on a tram with some of my friends and ride it until we saw something that piqued our interest, like old architecture, parks, pop-up markets. The public transportation system there was structured very well, so it was easy to navigate and no one was really worried about getting lost. There's also a Czech cooking class that was offered for students to take, which was really fun for my friends and I to participate in. The stuff we made wasn't always what the teacher cooked, like didn't turn out the way that it was presented when she made it, but it was still really fun to attempt a traditional dish that they eat commonly in Prague. So it was a learning experience and it was fun to try something new.
Awesome. So why do you both think that other Pool students should study abroad?
I think students should study abroad for both personal and professional growth. In terms of personal growth, when you study abroad, you learn to be more flexible, adaptable, and independent, along with so much more. When it comes to professional growth, chances are when you start working, you will have coworkers from a different culture than yours, and studying abroad helps you understand how to learn about other cultures and respect their practices and traditions. And as studying abroad helps you develop in both aspects of your life, I would really encourage students, if they have the opportunity to go abroad, to take it.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that response. And I really think kind of piggybacking off of some of Rinaldi's responses, I think flexibility and adaptability are huge when it comes to study abroad. There are a lot of free weekends within the programs where you can explore and visit different cities within the country, or even travel around to other nearby countries. And so inevitably, something always kind of falls through or comes up and get delayed or canceled, or it always just seems to happen that way. And so I think study abroad really forces you to become adaptable and flexible and just kind of roll with the flow. And as someone who's very regimented and has my strict routines, I think that was very good for me to just become a little bit more flexible and adaptable. And then also being in a different country, speaking a different language, I think is very important. And study abroad really kind of forces you to become more independent and rely on those skills that you do have. And it's just kind of a really great time for personal development, as well as some of that professional development that Rinaldi was touching on.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's good to hear from y'all's experiences that that is what happens. I think as a staff member, I often say it and market it that way, but I love to hear when students do return and they kind of talk about all the reasons you all just did in terms of the growth that they've experienced, both personally, professionally, academically. It's pretty great. So kind of last question to wrap up, what advice do you have for Poole students who are looking to be globally engaged or to grow their international mindset?
I think for one, I think everybody should try to study abroad if at all possible. I know there are a lot of obstacles to studying abroad and a lot of barriers, but I think Poole and particularly NC State does a great job of kind of offering resources, whether it be financially, to kind of mitigate some of those barriers and kind of help students to go through that study abroad process. Other than that, for students who have studied abroad in Poole, I would definitely encourage checking out Global Core and becoming more involved within the College of Management and helping those students who are looking to study abroad and become globally engaged. I think that's very beneficial to kind of give back some of your time and talents. Another couple things that Poole offers are some of those international courses within the College of Management, whether it be international finance or international marketing. I think those are great ways to kind of expand your horizon. You won't get fully immersed in the culture like you would studying abroad, but you do learn some of those important skills that will be beneficial down the road in the professional world. And then also within Poole, I know in normal times, pre-COVID, there would be festivals within the College of Management. I know Diversity and Inclusion does a great job of really trying to showcase a lot of different cultures within Nelson, and that's one thing that I greatly appreciate. So I think my main advice would be just take a step of action and become uncomfortable and kind of check out something new that may be kind of a little bit foreign to you. I think that's really rewarding personally, and I think you'll come to find enjoyment by becoming globally engaged within Nelson, within the College of Management as a whole.
Awesome. Well, thank you all for giving up some of your time to be with us today. It was great to hear the student perspective, both from your own study abroad experience, but also how you've used that to help you grow on campus through Global Core and really looking to help other students have the same experience. So thank y'all. As you've heard, Global Core is an essential part of our office, and the members are a great resource for other Poole students to get peer-to-peer support. Check out our website to learn how to connect with members of Global Core today. The last group we're going to highlight is Tandav, the nationally recognized and competitive Indian dance team at NC State. Today, we have one of the co-presidents, Sai, with the organization, here to tell us more about herself as well as the group. Welcome, Sai.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself and then how you became involved in this organization.
Yeah, of course. So I'm actually originally from Cleveland, Ohio. And there I was trained in classical dance from a teacher. And then about when I was maybe like 7 or 8, my parents saw how passionate I was with this ancient art form. And so they thought maybe moving to India would be a great opportunity for me to kind of get more exposure, because that is the country, right? Mm-hmm. And so so I moved to India and I lived there for about 10 years. And it was definitely a great opportunity for me. I learned so much because sometimes this is an ancient art form, right? And it's mm-hmm. been passed on for thousands of years. And there are so many minute details that we kind of miss. And so for me to get that exposure and to learn all the small things was amazing. And then I moved back for college. I want to pursue veterinary medicine, and I really wanted to see if there was an avenue for me to continue my dance. Through a mutual friend, I got to know about Tandav, which was amazing. And I auditioned, and I ended up, you know, joining my freshman year. And I became a president last year. Really, really grateful for finding Tandav and for being able to continue my passion of dance.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing. And interesting how you, you know, both had the exposure and the training in the United States as well as India. That must have been a cool comparison and experience for you. So in a typical semester, what type of activities or events does your organization participate in?
Our competition season is basically during the spring semester when we go and compete at different competitions. And our fall semester is when we kind of prepare towards that. We use that time to prepare, to apply, to, you know, submit our auditions. And obviously we audition people to join the team as well.
How many hours a week or a day are you all getting together to practice for those competitions?
Yeah, so we actually practice 3 times a week for 2 hours. in a typical practice session, we would, you know, work on our footwork, our like the basics, kind of drill those basics, and then move on to the competition piece. You know, we teach it, we learn it, and then obviously we kind of give each other feedback and opinions on how to better the dance.
So why do you think Tandav is an important part of NC State's campus?
I think it's very important because, like I said before, the Indian classical dance form. So we have a lot of Indian classical dance forms itself. Almost every state has a classical dance form. And so it's been there for thousands of years, right? And we really want to make sure that we keep that intact and preserve it. And because that is our identity, that is our culture, and we want to share it with the community as well, right? And I'm sure everybody wants to know, especially the NC State community, it is very, very diverse. And I was very grateful to be part of this community and kind of share what we have, what our culture is, what we stand for to the community and see how they react to it. We did a lot of outreach events. So we performed at, you know, the Krispy Kreme challenge that we had. We performed at Dance Marathon. But we do a lot of these events for people who may not know what we are and what we stand for. And it's really, really amazing to see how they receive it, the kind of respect they show. It just made us feel that, you know, it is important to continue reaching out to the community and showing what we stand for.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've touched on this a little bit. So for students who are listening to this podcast and, you know, looking to engage with Tandav and learn more about your organization and the heritage of this dance form, what advice do you have or what ways could they do that?
To get updates, of course, we are on Instagram and Facebook, NCSC Tandav. And because, especially this year, we're kind of in this virtual platform, we're thinking of using this time and this platform to talk more about the heritage. Till now, because everything was in person, we kind of would show them through our dance, right? But now we got an opportunity to actually talk about it. Indian classical dance form, traditionally, it kind of started off by you're paying respect to the gods and goddesses that we have, you know, our religions. And but obviously now in the society that we live in, it's also important to talk about social principles and causes. Tandav, at least, we aim at kind of bridging that gap between the ancient art forms and also talking about the social principles. At least some of the performances that we've done previously, we did one on the importance of friendship. We did one on the importance of a teacher-student relationship, right? Those are things that we see in our society, but we don't recognize it as important. And at least in the Indian culture, the teacher-student relationship has always been very important. So we kind of depicted that. And then some of our social principles that we showed were child marriage, which is actually still present in a lot of cultures, and honor killing, which is also present in many cultures, even today, unfortunately. And so those are some of the social principles that we've depicted through our dance pieces.
Yeah, and I love how this dance form serves a bridge to do that. That seems like a really interesting way. You know, people write about these issues or talk about these issues or maybe even make like videos or something, but, you know, to bring the element of dance into that seems to be a really cool and interesting way to address those values and those issues that you just talked about. Very good. Well, thank you for joining us today. And we encourage those students listening to the podcast to check out their social media as well as links that we'll post along with the podcast.
Thank you so much.
In this episode, we've highlighted just a few of the many, many ways to get globally engaged, both locally and virtually. And I hope that you've seen that global learning can happen anywhere. You just need to look for it and go do it. Thanks for listening to this episode of Global Here and Now, presented by the Poole College of Management at NC State. For more information and to listen to other episodes, please visit our website at go.ncsu.edu/poolglobal. Stay safe, stay well, and stay globally engaged.